Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today, we're going to be tackling something that you guys have been requesting a lot lately, and that's understanding narcissists.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is a good one. And honestly, even just prepping for this deep dive has already gotten me thinking differently.
I bet.
So we're going to be referencing narcissist, how to understand them, and hopefully by the end of this, we'll all feel a little bit more equipped to recognize those behaviors and figure out how to handle those conversations that can sometimes leave you feeling a little bit...
drained.
Yes, drained. Thank you.
Yeah. No, that's a great topic. And it's interesting, you know, because we throw around that term narcissist so often.
Mm-hmm.
But this deep dive really highlights that it's not just someone, you know, being self-centered. It's like a whole other way of thinking and relating to the world.
Okay. So explain that to me, because the source talks about how everyone can have moments of selfishness, right?
Totally.
But with narcissists, it's like their ego is in charge all the time, like 24/7.
Yeah.
How does that even work?
Well, they describe it as grandiose me-first behavior.
Mm.
And it really emphasizes that this inflated sense of self-importance is at the core of how they operate.
Got it.
It's not just that they think they're great. They genuinely believe they're superior to others. And that belief.
Wow.
It kind of permeates every interaction they have.
Okay. So like if someone, which makes total sense. And speaking of manipulation, the source goes into some detail about some of the tactics they might use, things like gaslighting, which, by the way, if anyone isn't familiar with that term, it's basically when someone twists reality to make you question your own sanity.
Ooh, yeah. It's a tough one.
Really insidious and damaging.
Yeah. Gaslighting is just one of many.
Right.
Tactics that the source outlines.
Yeah.
It also mentions things like name calling, criticizing, blaming, and shaming.
Oh, yeah.
Like all of these are designed to diminish others and kind of keep the narcissist in a position of power.
It's almost like they have this whole arsenal of tools to keep people off balance. So you're saying even if you're coming at it with, you know, good intentions, like criticism can really backfire with someone like this.
Yeah. The source gives this great example about a partner who's struggling at work.
Okay.
And instead of saying, you know, why aren't you doing more?
Yeah.
Which could, you know, immediately trigger that defensive reaction.
Yeah.
This is just something like, how can I support you?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm here for you if you need to talk.
I see.
It's about understanding that criticism, even if we think it's constructive, can be a major trigger.
Wow. So it's almost like you have to speak a different language when you're dealing with someone like this.
Yeah.
You can't approach things in a way that might bruise their ego. But wouldn't you think like some self-reflection would help in these situations?
You would think so, right?
Yeah.
But the source is pretty clear on this one. Narcissists struggle with self-reflection. They often resist therapy because it requires them to look inward.
Yeah.
Which is something they're not very comfortable doing. They have a hard time acknowledging their own flaws or taking responsibility for their actions.
So even if they hurt someone, they might not be able to genuinely apologize because they don't fully grasp the impact of their behavior.
Exactly. And that lack of self-awareness can be one of the most frustrating things about dealing with a narcissist. You're left wondering if they even understand the pain they've caused.
Yeah, like you're speaking a different language. You're coming from two completely different
planets, yeah.
So how do we even begin to navigate this?
Well, I think a good starting point is to really understand how this lack of empathy and constant need for validation can really impact relationships. And this source dives into some pretty specific examples.
Yeah, let's get into those.
Yeah.
Let's get into those because it sounds like it can be a real minefield, especially when you start talking about romantic relationships.
It can. And this source emphasizes, you know, in any relationship where there's narcissists involved, there's this inherent power imbalance. They really thrive on control and often manipulate their partners, you know, to fulfill their needs, even if it's at the expense of the other person's
well-being.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense. You hear about people getting trapped in these relationships and it's like, how do you even begin to break free from that?
Well, the source really stresses the importance of understanding those long-term consequences. You know, narcissistic abuse, it can really chip away at your self-esteem and leave you feeling constantly drained and second-guessing yourself.
Right.
It's not just about, you know, a few bad arguments. Mm. It's a pattern of behavior.
Got it.
It can have a serious impact on your mental health.
Okay, so let's say you're in a relationship with someone who exhibits these traits. What are some practical steps you can take to protect yourself?
Well, the source repeatedly comes back to the importance of setting boundaries.
Okay.
And it acknowledges that this can be tricky even in, you know, healthy relationships.
Right.
But with a narcissist, it's absolutely essential. You have to define what you're willing to tolerate and what you absolutely won't.
But wouldn't a narcissist just try to push those boundaries constantly? How do you enforce them when someone's so determined to get their way?
It's not about controlling them. It's about controlling your own reactions and setting limits on what you will engage with.
Okay.
So if they're constantly criticizing you, for example, you can say, I'm not going to listen to this. I don't deserve to be spoken to this way. And then you disengage from the conversation.
Wow. That's easier said than done. But I can see how staying calm and not getting drawn into their drama is key.
Exactly. The source also talks about disengaging from situations that trigger the narcissist's ego.
Mm.
So if you know that certain topics or activities always lead to conflict,
right,
it might be best to just avoid them altogether.
So it's like choosing your battles. And sometimes the best battle is the one you don't fight at all.
Exactly. And the source reminds us that trying to change a narcissist is often a futile effort.
Right.
You can't force them to see things from your perspective or suddenly develop empathy.
That's got to be a tough pill to swallow, especially if it's someone you're close to. But I guess recognizing that reality is a crucial first step.
It is. And the source suggests focusing on your own well-being instead of trying to fix them. It encourages you to seek support, you know, from therapists or support groups if you're struggling to cope.
Which makes sense. Having that outside support can make a huge difference in how you navigate these situations. You know, it's interesting how the source talks about co-parenting with a narcissist being a whole other level of challenge.
Yeah, because you can't just walk away.
Exactly.
You have to find ways to coexist and make decisions that are in the best interest of the children.
Right.
Which can be incredibly difficult when you're dealing with someone who's constantly trying to undermine you or control the situation.
So you're constantly having to be on guard and anticipate their next move. It sounds exhausting.
It can be. But the source offers some practical tips, like documenting everything.
Okay.
Keeping communication clear and concise and focusing on the children's needs rather than getting drawn into those personal conflicts.
So it's all about setting those boundaries and protecting yourself, even when you're in a situation where you can't completely detach.
It's exactly. The source stresses that knowledge is power. The more you understand about narcissism, the better equipped you'll be to handle those tricky interactions and make choices that protect your own, you know, mental and emotional well-being.
And that's what this whole deep dive is about.
Totally.
So hopefully by the end of this, we'll all feel a little bit more empowered.
Exactly.
All right. So we've talked about romantic relationships, but what about like other areas of life? Like, what if you're dealing with a narcissistic boss or coworker?
Oh, that's a good one.
Because you can't always just walk away from a job. Right? So how do you deal with that kind of dynamic without letting it completely drain you?
Right. Well, that's a great question. And the source actually addresses that directly.
Mm-hmm.
It even gives some really concrete strategies for navigating those situations.
Because let's be real, you can't always just, you know, quit your job.
Right, exactly.
So how do you deal with that?
Well, remember what we talked about earlier? Narcissists are driven by that need for admiration and control.
Right.
So in a work setting, it's about understanding how that manifests and finding ways to manage it.
So like not getting into power struggles with them or trying to outshine them.
Exactly. It's about picking your battles wisely. If you know that they thrive on being the center of attention, maybe don't challenge them in a public meeting.
Right.
Instead, find ways to maybe feed their ego strategically.
So like giving them credit for your ideas?
It can be a little icky.
It feels a little icky, but I can see how it might be a survival tactic in some cases.
It can be. And the source talks about how sometimes you do have to play the game a little bit.
Yeah.
But it also emphasizes that you don't have to sacrifice your own integrity or become a doormat.
So how do you walk that tightrope? How do you stay true to yourself while also dealing with someone who's constantly trying to manipulate you or undermine you?
It goes back to setting those boundaries we keep talking about.
Yeah.
It might be something as simple as saying, I'm not comfortable discussing my personal life at work, or I need you to communicate with me respectfully even when we disagree.
But what if they just ignore those boundaries?
Yeah, the source acknowledges that enforcing boundaries with a narcissist can be challenging. It suggests documenting everything.
Okay.
Especially if you're experiencing, you know, any form of harassment or bullying.
Yeah.
That way you have a record if you need to escalate things to HR or higher management.
So you're basically creating a paper trail to protect yourself.
Exactly. And it also suggests finding allies at work, people you can trust and confide in. Having that support system can make a huge difference when you're feeling isolated or overwhelmed.
So even though you might not be able to change the narcissist's behavior, you can control how you respond and protect yourself from their negativity.
Precisely. The source really emphasizes that knowledge is power. The more you understand about narcissism, the better equipped you'll be to navigate these complex situations.
So it's like you're not just reacting emotionally, you're approaching things strategically, almost like a chess game.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
You're thinking several moves ahead and anticipating their reactions.
You know, it's interesting how this deep dive has really shifted my perspective. I used to think of narcissism as this like fixed personality trait.
Right.
But it's more nuanced than that, isn't it?
It is. And the source actually touches on the fact that there are different levels of narcissism. Not everyone who exhibits these traits has, you know, a full-blown narcissistic personality disorder. Some people might just have narcissistic tendencies that can be managed with therapy and self-awareness.
So there's hope for some people to change and develop healthier patterns of behavior.
There is. But the key is that they have to be willing to do the work.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's not always the case.
I guess that's where acceptance comes in, right? Accepting that you can't control someone else's behavior, but you can control how you react to it.
You got it.
Yeah.
And this whole deep dive has been about empowering you with that knowledge, with those tools to navigate these situations, whether it's in your personal life or your professional life.
Wow, we covered so much ground today. From those like subtle manipulative tactics to the big picture strategies for setting boundaries and protecting yourself.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating exploration. And I really hope our listener feels more equipped to not just recognize narcissistic behavior, but to actually deal with it effectively.
Absolutely. And remember, knowledge is power. The more we understand about these complex personalities, the better prepared we'll be to handle those tricky interactions and safeguard our own well-being.
So as you go about your day, ask yourself, how can I use this understanding of narcissism to build stronger, healthier relationships in all areas of my life?
That's a great question to leave us with. And remember, if you have any thoughts, insights, or even personal anecdotes you'd like to share, connect with us on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep diving deep.